listeners, and well, we've got a great program for today. We're going to touch on some things that it doesn't seem like anybody touches on them anymore. And so I've gotten a lot of emails in from some of you, and I sure appreciate it. The emails, some of them asking questions. Who do I vote for? Well, I'm not going to give you that answer. But we're going to talk about what a Christian ought to do in the times that we're in. And so this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. We talk about the signs of nature, earthquakes in diverse places, pestilences, diseases, all the things that are happening, tsunamis. We talk about the signs of society, a society that is renamed everything. It just seems like there's nothing that's wrong or bad. The foundation stones have been removed, and all of a sudden just anything goes. If you don't believe that, just watch a little bit of television, and even the commercials ought to be X-rated anymore. So we talk about society. We talk about then we talk about the science of technology, the microchip implant we've talked about a lot, and continue to do that, but the technology that's around us, and there's some things that I'll touch on in the program. But quite a while back we talked about being able to eavesdrop on your conversations, your cell phone conversations, your phone conversations, and they just released a thing on a word spotting system, and I think it's amazing. They can listen, they can take and translate 60 different languages. They can flag conversations for human analysis. They can monitor both live and recorded speech and identifies four parameters, keywords. We talked about keywords years ago and what they could do, languages, accents, and specific speakers. WordSpotter is the name of the program, and I won't talk any more about that right now. But these are things that are all around us, folks. So the technology, there's no place for you to hide. You might as well just forget that and just line yourself up with Jesus Christ. Enoch was walking with God, and he got in step with God. He did a little half step there and got in step with God, and Enoch was no more. He went home to be with God. We want to strive to be that in our lives, be so close to Jesus Christ, so Christ-like in our lives, that our light shines throughout the world, and they can see us. I don't want to hide someplace. It says, little song says, hide it under a bushel. No, I don't want to hide my light under a bushel. I want to have it out in the open. And so that's going to bring about a lot of persecution and problems when you stand on the word of Jesus Christ, when you stand on this old Bible. So we talk about the signs of the church, the adulterous church, and what's happened in the church, and why is there no power in the church today? And why do we have so many demon nominations? I call them demon nominations, but why do we have so many of them? And if we have one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden we got all of these denominations, and no wonder we can't have an effect. We can't get together and understand what each of us believes. I just one Bible, and everybody believes something different. So here, the music is coming. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Carl Sanders, and we'll be right back after the commercial. And just stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I'd like to welcome you back to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and my good brother Ken is on the phone, and Ken, I want to thank you personally for taking over for me last week. I was going to Tennessee to a funeral, and I sure appreciated you, what you did, and I know the folks appreciated it, but it was so good. I just thank you, brother, for doing that.
Well, I was hoping I got you in a lot of trouble.
Well, we're going to get probably in trouble today, but that's okay. I was just going through the signs. I was talking about the church. And then I think another great sign is the signs of Israel, along with the signs of the church. And so many misconceptions there. We're modern-day Israel. Israel doesn't count anymore and things like that. I think it's a little bit ridiculous. But we'll get into that probably too. But the signs of the New World Order, the One World Government, and certainly a sign that's all around us is exactly what's happening, how quickly we're moving. This Law of the Sea Treaty that's before Congress right now, and Bush says he'll sign and people are behind it and it looks like it's going to go through. One more thing that takes away our sovereignty and moves us into that thing of the New World Order. And then the signs of prophecy. And so there is just so many, Jesus was the spirit of prophecy. He was certainly prophetic. And every time that we, utter that old Bible, every time we talk, we are prophesying in effect. And so I'm excited about the program today and some of the things we want to talk about. And I know we've got some other guests coming on, but I'd really like to These emails that I've been getting on people wanting advice, they want advice about, you know, what about the dollar and what should I do and should I buy silver, should I buy gold and this type of thing. And, of course, my advice always has been sell everything you have and buy one share of Jesus. And people they think I'm nuts. They think I'm crazy with that. But, you know, I'm not out of my mind. They're out of their mind. I'm in my right mind. I understand what is going to happen. And I believe that a bag of gold will buy a loaf of bread one day, or a loaf of bread will buy a bag of gold, excuse me. We've got a lot of stuff to look at today. But in answering that, what should a Christian do, a born-again, Bible-believing, blood-washed Christian do in the times that we're in, where there is so much confusion? And by the way, God is not the author of confusion. So, you know, how do you get unconfused? Well, I'm going to let you take that for a minute. And how do you get unconfused, Brother Ken?
Well, I think you have to, like in all our situations, you need to quit looking at the problem and start looking at the answer. Because if you look at, and I have the same thing, people want to know who to vote for and all of that stuff. And people are looking for Christian politicians and Christian mayors and Christian kings and Christian presidents and all those things. And just the fact that they attach the word Christian to the front of them lets you know they're confused. There's so-called Christian music, even Christian t-shirts, Christian patriots, all the rest of them. So if you look at just, you know, you focus on one problem, like who to vote for. Well, you have to back up from that. You know, the question is, well, if you're going to vote, you know, the question is, should you be involved in politics at all? Well, if you're voting for someone, that person is involved in politics. You know, what do you know about them? Do you know what they are like, what they do, who do they believe in? Do they really follow Jesus? Are they really a deceiver? Are they a false prophet? You know, who are they? You don't really have the capacity these days to get the information you need. So you have to rely on a source that's reliable. Some people worship the Bible. I'm not one of those people. I think it's certainly what God left for us. It's the only standard we can look to that our natural senses and follow. So a lot of times your answers will come right from there. You know, it's like a truing table. It's a guidepost. But the real thing you have to do is look beyond all of that and look for the truth. You know, if you really ask people, what they want to know is the truth about everything. You know, they're searching for accurate answers. They're looking for the truth and all those things. And so if you focus on just one aspect, say, who should you vote for? And then what you do is you start comparing who other people are voting for. You get a consensus of opinion, and, you know, you make a vote in your... In this country, at least in most elections, if not all, you're always voting for a lesser of evil. But people have to realize you're still voting for evil. And so you can't just look at the situation. You got to look beyond that to what the ultimate answer is. And you look at Jesus, he walked in this earth, but he was not of this earth. He was simply in it. As I think you used the example about the boat, Carl, you know, this issue of what you're to do. So the real answer, ultimately, I think we need to come to is, you need to look up to Jesus Christ. Whoever you're following, and some people don't follow Jesus Christ, but whoever you think you're following, look to that person or that belief or that entity and see what you ought to, and apply that back down to all of your life circumstances. Otherwise, you will always be confused. That makes sense?
That makes sense. It does. And so how do we get, Jesus said, you know, talked about being not deceived and let no man deceive you. So we've got a situation today where, you know, you can tell a politician's lying because his mouth is open and promises are made and broken and made and broken and this type of thing. And as a person stands up and says, well, I'm a born-again Christian and I'm running for this office, and if you elect me, I'll do this, and makes all these promises. Then when he gets into office, he doesn't do it. So we should have known ahead of time. I think that we had a lot of warnings, even in the present administration. We had a lot of warnings ahead of time that this was not going to be a true situation. And I believe that in 1990, I call it, or 1999, I guess it was. I called it a Trojan horse. And if you remember the story of the Trojan horse and entering into the gate as a beautiful thing, and then the judgment came when they opened the bottom of the horse, and out came the soldiers and opened the gates and let all the enemy in. We are in a situation where we've got treaties and things that have happened that have just unbelievable. The record, if you look at the record, is just a mess. So how did that happen? Why didn't we have the discernment to know what was going on, or did we know and we just laid down and said, no, that's we let somebody take the place of Jesus Christ, and they're going to keep us safe. We worship our government. I fear my government. I love God, but I certainly fear my government at this time. So I didn't want to get off on another track here, but so what we need to do is to be able to focus on Jesus Christ. We need to be able to focus on Him to let our light so shine, Christ likeness in our life. And it doesn't mean we're sinless. If we say we have no sin, we've just sinned. So what I'm saying is that we should be able to achieve that Christ likeness in our lives, and our light shine, and we be a pillar in the community, in our family, in our church, wherever we're at. We should be that pillar. Our word should be our word. My dad would buy a car on a handshake, and that car was paid for. He would never have not made a payment. If he had to walk in order to save the gas to make the payment on the car, he would have done that, and I've seen him do that. So it's amazing. Well, how did we I'd like to go back just to a term that we use all the time, God bless America. Where do we find in the Bible for God to bless America? How can God bless a nation that's aborted 50 million babies? Shouldn't it be America bless God? Shouldn't we be blessing God instead of asking for God to bless a nation that has done the things that we have done? So, anyway, is Tim around? Is he?
He's not around yet, but he's probably going to be around in about, maybe 20 minutes, something like that, during one of the breaks. I'll go and get him. But, come back to what you said. You were talking about, why are we looking at these kinds of things and how we get in trouble by really replacing Jesus Christ with some man. And the Bible tells us, trust no man. I'm sure there are many people listening who don't profess a belief in Jesus Christ, but nevertheless, they can understand this one thing. So that's where you and I put our trust. We believe that's the ultimate authority. We believe God's in control of all things. The Bible tells us that. But the issue of following certain things can be answered. The answer, for example, the question of, why do we say God bless America? Well, because everybody else is doing it. But if you look at the Bible will tell you, very quickly. And some people, again, we have these false prophets who are saying, well, God will bless America because we're helping Israel. Well, they're confused about who Israel is because they didn't read the Bible either. God deals with nations, which are peoples, not countries, which man has determined by its own boundaries. He deals with nations and peoples. Well, Israel was a man and his descendants and so forth. But you look at whether or not God should bless America. And I think I shared with you, I won't go do it right now, how it broke my heart one time, and I saw that sign, and God just spoke to me about that. Because if you just read the Bible and you see what happened to various nations throughout all history, you'll see that when they acted, as you said, God does not bless that, and He has not changed. So I guess we'll come back to that part, Carl, after the music about...
Well, let's come back to that, and as Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after the commercial.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and I'm catching the music a little short there, but there's a couple things I want to do before we get back to you, Ken, and one of them is that you have an email address that people can get a hold of you at, and I wanted to give that. It's KD Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, 2, at yahoo.com. That's KD Little. 2@yahoo.com. So if they want to get in touch with you personally, they can do that through that email. And if not, they can come through the program here, through the website, or through Republic, and we'll get the message to you. Also, my website is www.trumpetmin.org, and that website has the seven signs on it, as well as a lot of other information, some newsletters, and a lot of what's going on. And there's an article on there, The Church is Fast Asleep and Satan's Rocking the Cradle, that you might be interested in. And so visit the website. Ken, let's continue where you were at and just go right on into to what you were saying.
Well, we were talking a little bit about, and again, I think we have to tell people, we're just giving people our opinions. You know, you and I both do research on things. We haven't experienced everything in the world. We don't know everything, but we're throwing out our opinions, and we're hoping other people will throw theirs back. And out of that free marketplace of ideas, which is the basis of this country, you know, maybe the truth will come out of that. But we're looking at, when you're confused about things, who should you vote for? Should God bless America? You know, is abortion right or wrong? And whatever issue you're looking at. And even if you don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that he's the judgment, the creator of the world, and all of the things that we believe are true, even if you don't believe that, in every situation in life, you know that the only way you can get out of confusion is to have a standard to compare it to. a good example would be, okay, driving Department of Motor Vehicles rules, traffic rules, those are standards. If you run a stop sign, you're going to get a ticket. Why? Because that standard is you have to stop your car, look, hopefully, and then proceed across when it's safe. Well, the reason for that standard is for everybody's safety. So in every situation in life, we have to have a standard to compare it to. You can't tell you committed a crime unless you have a standard, a statute to compare it to. So you always have to have a standard to look at in every situation. So in all these things that are coming up, to me, you need to find a better standard than just talking to your neighbor or reading something else. There's so much confusion in the world today, so many different issues, and so much is being brought about by the author confusion. You need to have some standard. Well, for many people, the standard can be the Bible because they may not have a real good communication with Jesus himself. But that at least tells you that you're still there? Can you hear me, Carl?
Yes, I sure
okay.
am.
Well, my computer flashed off.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, we had a little power blurb here. Okay. Anyways, you need a standard. So if you go back and look at, for example, this God Bless America thing, you go back to the Bible and read God's pattern. See, the thing about a standard is it doesn't change. The only thing in this world that never changes is God himself. Every other standard changes. They pass new laws to write new traffic standards. They have all these things. Everything's always changing. It's a moving target. Moving targets are hard to hit. But the one standard we can totally rely on is God himself. He said, trust no man, because he knows that man is fickle. Man changes. Politicians vote by wetting their fingers to see which way the wind is blowing, all that. So the one standard that I believe we need to look to is God himself. Look up to him and let him lead you in all the things you're doing. And that's the only way to avoid confusion. And I thought if we looked at some of the things that are happening, we can probably, if you look through them just briefly, you'll find out why so many people are confused, because they haven't really thought it out beyond that. And just one last point, Carl, is, sometimes I think people, especially those who don't particularly profess to be Christians, but who are interested in this country and concerned about it, just as we are, wonder why we focus on Jesus and why we focus on the church. And I think there's really two things. One is that's the standard I talked about. But the other thing is that, well, all the signs of the times, all of the oppression, all of the rules, all of the disarmament, all of the attacks of hate speech, all those things, they're actually all aimed at the true church. And some people say, well, that's really a conspiracy theory. Yes, it is. But we have to realize that the ultimate conspiracy in this world is to actually silence the church so that there will be nobody speaking the truth. That's the point that the Antichrist wants to come across to. So we need to realize that. Some people say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. And I say, well, sure I am. But you know what's worse than a conspiracy theorist? That's the people committing the conspiracy to start with. You wouldn't have conspiracy theorists if there weren't conspiracies.
Yeah.
Well, there's a conspiracy.
Amen, brother.
Go ahead.
It's amazing when you look at the Tower of Babel and God, confounded the languages. He didn't confuse them, but he confounded the languages. In spite of what the new versions of the Bible say, God is not the author of confusion. So he didn't confuse the language. He confounded the language, which he shifted the syllables, and so they couldn't understand each other.
That's right.
Well, my Lord, Satan is having a field day today, because none of the churches can understand each other. We might as well be from a different planet. We can't agree on the basic principles of the gospel message. And I was talking about the gospel being hijacked. They take pieces of it. Paul said, if anybody brings to you another gospel, we got the gospel for the politicians. We got the gospel for the other people. There's gospels all over the place. And I believe the gospel's been hijacked. There's an article about that, and we'll talk about that a little later. But sounds like the music is coming on. We got the commercial coming, and we'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
I'd like to welcome you back to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guest, and Ken. Ken is on the phone with me. We've been talking about, you know, what happened to the standards, why were the standards moved, and what ought we to be as a born again Bible believing blood washed Christian. You know, it's difficult. Somebody walks up to you and says, "Well, are you a Christian?" You say, "Yes." Well, are you a Christian and been baptized in water? Well, yeah, I've been baptized. Well, are you immersed or sprinkled? Well, I was immersed. Well, that's okay. We can have fellowship. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Well, what do you mean by the Holy Ghost? Well, do you speak in tongues? Well, yeah, I speak. Well, then we can have fellowship. And it goes on and on and on and on to qualify a person before you can even have fellowship with them. And Ken, how did we get in this kind of mess where that is the criteria for fellowship?
Well, we got in this mess by trusting men. Somebody, we elevate our leaders, yeah. Just like Israel said, we want a king just like the world's got. And God let them have King Saul, who was a complete failure. I mean, he was the man of the hour for the world, but he was not the man of God. And that's where we're in trouble here right now. We wind up with denominations because denominations are nothing more than people's opinions, and you find someone who has your same opinion. you go down the same line. Well, you know, yeah, you're water baptized, blah, blah, blah. Then it comes down to the pivotal question today is, well, you know, what, which rapture do you believe in? The post, mid, trib, alpha, omega, outside, inside? You know, what tribulation are you into? You know, are you in the pre, what I call the pre-hangnail tribulation, where you won't experience any bad things in your life at all? Which one are you into, Carl? Post, mid, trib, pop? You know, what is it?
Well, it's amazing because that's a question we get asked a lot, Ken. And let's work on that one a little bit. Let's see what let's talk about what the Word has to say, and let's talk about where we're at with that. And first of all, let's establish the word rapture. Would you establish that for us, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I go back.
That,
go ahead, Carl.
Okay, go ahead.
You have to look someplace. You know, if we want to know the meaning of a word, we at least go to a dictionary, right? So we all know we have standards. You know, but now we're talking about the things of God, so you should go to the God's dictionary, which is the Bible. So I go there, I can't find this word rapture anyplace. I can't find it there. I can remember when I was in rapture with my wife, I still am. You know, I'm kind of out of my mind emotional. But I don't find that this causes anything. Best I can tell, they take it from the Greek word, which is something like rapazio, means to be snatched away. But I don't find the word rapture. So that's the first thing. So is there going to be a snatching away? Well, you know, Paul tells us a lot about this catching away. And Jesus spoke about it too. You know, and he tells us, you know, what's going to happen and so forth. And neither one of them talks about this seven-year period of time and the treaties, you know, on the earth and all those other things that we're supposed to be looking for. I think all these things tell us to go, you know, the thing about the rapture that always bothered me, and I have to say, when I got saved 20-some years ago, all of the seven-year treaties and all that stuff and the raptures of the church were all there, and the problem with that is what it causes in people's minds. You know, I heard a lot of people being told, well, you know, if you don't want to go to hell, you want to make sure you catch the rapture and just come forward and make a profession of faith of some kind, and you'll get your ticket on the rapture train, and you can just sit back and relax. And that's telling everybody they don't have to be a witness for Jesus Christ. They don't have to live godly. They can live like the world, as you said once before. You can live wrong and die right. And they can make the rapture. So people are not seeking to develop that relationship with Jesus Christ. They're seeking just to escape something. So the rapture has become an escape. It's actually supposed to be a reuniting of the groom and the bride. You know, and in fact, we're going to a wedding tonight. Well, the groom and the bride, they're excited about getting together. That's the purpose of the rapture. So I think the focus is on escape instead of on going someplace. That's the first problem for me. So you want to know when it happens?
Okay, let's attack that in a minute. But 1 Thessalonians talks about it and talks about some conditions of that, and so we do have Bible for the catching away. So now let's go back to when it might happen, and what are the conditions that'll bring it about?
Well, the things that were told to me by man was, well, you know, you don't have to worry about tribulation. You're not going to have any because it's a pre-tribulation rapture. That's what was taught to me. Well, you know, then I went and did something that the church leaders don't like. I read the Bible for myself. And I had it sitting around here, so I took the plastic off it, blew dust out of it, and took the TV guide off the top of it, and I opened it up. And Jesus said, you know, you shall through much tribulation enter heaven. I went, what? That can't be right. I read it several times. You know what? That's what Jesus said. So I've got men telling me that I'm going to escape tribulation. I've got Jesus telling me I'm not. I wonder which one I should believe. What do you think?
Well, I think, yeah. And Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. So I guess you better believe him.
Amen. And then I started looking at the thing about, you know, what are they really talking about tribulation? And there's a whole bunch of things they can throw out there about things that didn't come. And I think, well, if I'm supposed to miss tribulation in the rapture, well, then I start thinking about what God said. So you have to look at the whole counsel of God, not just pick and choose. We've got people doing exactly what we know we shouldn't do in the world. We take out a sentence, a phrase, a couple sentences, and we twist them to fit our theories. That's exactly what liars, politicians do in the world. We know that's wrong in the world. Why do we think it's okay in the church? You know, so we take these things out of context, rip them out of where they belong, and we make our own little theories and we create denominations out of them. You know, so what are we? What is this tribulation we're supposed to escape? And they have a whole bunch of different things that are coming. And so I looked at it, and you know, the only so-called great tribulation, or I would call it, you know, really bad stuff, you know, use a technical term, bad stuff, is at, you know, at a very close to an end time point of time when it looks like God actually pours out his wrath on the earth. So I began to look at what the patterns of the Bible is, and you go back to the flood. Well, you know, Noah was God's man, the only one he wanted to really save. Noah didn't get taken off the planet. The planet was torn apart, water spewed forth in the middle, it rained, it all, I mean, it was a terrible place to be. Bad tribulation, but, you know, Noah didn't escape that. You look at the children of Israel when they're in Egypt. God brought his wrath right smack down in Egypt, which is a type of the world, and he didn't take his people out of Egypt right then. They were there for the 10 plagues. They just didn't bother them. So they were in a type of ark. And now, you know, we have an ark. His name is Jesus. He's the rock. We can be hidden in the cleft of the rock. That old song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. You know, God's made a cave in that rock for each one of us. And whether wrath falls or doesn't fall, it doesn't matter. To me, it's like being in the center of the hurricane, you know, the eye of the storm. It's peaceful and quiet and calm. It's a beautiful place. And trouble is swirling all around, you know, cars swirling through the air, trees are flying around, all that stuff is happening. It's just not bothering you. So that's the pattern of the Bible, is that he protects his people wherever they are. He doesn't always take them off the planet. So I began to look at that, and then I looked at another phrase. It said, we're not appointed to wrath. And then it all started making sense, that what we are to escape is God's wrath. Doesn't mean we're going to leave the planet to escape it, but however it comes and whenever it comes, we are to escape his wrath. And then that rapture is not an escape anymore. It is a reuniting of me and the rest of the bride with my beloved, my husband-to-be, my companion forever, Jesus Christ. And then the focus is back where it belongs. It's on God and not on my escape. That's kind of my view anyway. So that should stir somebody up.
Well, that sure should. You know, it's amazing when we went back into China in the early 80s, got the opportunity to go in and visit some underground churches. I went in to lecture at the university, and then at night I would go visit underground churches, several of them. I had a translator that traveled with me and would see that I got into those places. But it was amazing, because one of the things that kept coming up, and bear in mind that when the missionaries all left China, there was about 5 million Christians. The best count they could get in 1981-82 was about 55 million Christians. Under the severest of persecution, the church grew rapidly. The underground church grew, and even though Christians were being slaughtered and are still being slaughtered in China today, you know, so a lot of people don't like to hear that, but the communists have not changed their ways. They just got a bigger marketplace called the U.S., and but the atrocities are still going on there against the true church. And but one of the things that kept coming up was that they had been lied to. They had been told that they were going to be out of there, they were going to be gone before anything came. And they would point to the empty places in their family. They would show the three or four members of the family, and five or six members had been killed, buried in open graves and killed, because they would not renounce Jesus Christ. And what they kept saying was, where was the rapture? The rapture we'd been told about. And why weren't we taken out? And you can't answer that question for them. You know, I think there was a preacher, and I won't name him, but he preached a message on the theology of the Titanic, that America was in the theology of the Titanic. Not even God can sink this ship, and this type of thing. And so here in America, we have a different gospel. We have a different message. We have the fact that nothing is going to happen to us. There'll be no tribulation. And those people were taught that over there, and then all of a sudden the tribulation for them came. And so I don't know how you explain it to them. The underground church is still the underground church there. It has not come out. And regardless of what people say, they don't trust the government. And we ought to not trust the government. They started first poisoning our dogs, and now they're poisoning everything else. So, I don't trust them folks at all.
Carl, you said something very interesting.
There is a...
I'm sorry, Carl, you said something really interesting.
What was that?
Jump in, and that was, you just talked about the underground church, right? Well, that's God's picture of the church. Right. Remember, he had... David was his true king. That's the one that God chose. The people chose Saul. So God chose David, but you look what happened with David. He gets anointed king. That means God's appointed him king already. But that thing about ordination, by the way, God ordains men of God. Men don't ordain men of God. There's no license to preach. That's another lie. If I get on that, we'll get in real trouble. But so the underground church.
Thank you, brother.
What happened to David? Well, David, he's the king. Well, of course, he got to sit on the throne and be king right away, right? No. David had to run and hide for something like 19 years and 6 months, hiding in caves and out of sight, persecuted by the worldly king, trying to kill him to stop his bloodline, all that stuff. That's a picture of the church, brother. We are just like that. We have been appointed to sit on the throne with the king. And you hear that all the times in churches too. Well, we're kings and priests and all that stuff. Yeah, we've been appointed by God to be kings and priests, but our time ain't yet. And that's the problem that's happening, too. You see that very same thing. We have to remember, you go back to the standard again, right? The standard is, what did God say? Well, God said that this is a picture of the church. This is what it's going to be like. You're going to be persecuted. In this life, you shall have tribulation. You're going to have tests and trials, and those are meant to form your character, which is to form his character in you. So, anyway, I just want to jump on that, underground church. To me, the true church has always been underground, and it always will be till the end of time.
Yeah, it's amazing, Ken. If you look at the first century church and you look at you don't find the mention of anything but persecution in that first century church. They lived in the catacombs. They were persecuted, killed. I think that even the Romans, and they were under military rule. You talk about martial law, man. They had martial law. They were under the Roman government, under military rule, and were beaten just for being Christians. But the church blossomed and grew in that period of time. In fact, many of the centurions and Roman soldiers came to Christ and were brought into the fold. So under that kind of persecution, and we've lived a very charmed, I guess that's probably a bad word, but we've lived a life here in this country believing that nothing is going to happen to us, that we can't be touched, that we're God's anointed some way. Well, I think individually we are being protected by standing on the rock, Jesus Christ, and nothing else. We need to be aware that right now we're not liked. The Muslims are getting more favor in this country than we are. And Christians have, because of their confusion and their running around trying to tear each other down, all of a sudden we see... We got 36 million aliens in this country that are not, it's amazing. They talk about, 9 million or 8 million or this type of thing. But right now the count is 36 million illegal aliens in the country, from out of the Middle East, from Mexico, from all over. We got 36 million, illegal aliens in the country.
And brother,
so it's amazing, isn't it?
That's not very Christian to call them illegal just because they broke the law.
Well, if there's a law, and they break it, doesn't that make them illegal?
That's what the judges, pretty simple to me. That's what the judges are always telling me anyway. You know, but there's another thing. Here we have this politically correct speech, right? Well, it's not good to call them illegals. And I'm not talking about individuals. I don't hate anybody. That's not the issue. The issue is, if someone breaks into your house, they're a burglar. What do you call them if they break into your country? At the very least, they're illegal.
Yeah, they're burglar.
Exactly, they're burglars.
Yeah,
you know, I think Brother Tim might be on. Are you on there, Tim?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Good morning.
Hey, Brother Tim, praise God. I know you're down from Idaho down to the Republic of California, so I'm glad you're joining us.
Thank you, Carl.
Sounds like we got the music coming again. We'll be with Tim and Ken right after the commercial. If you're out there and would like to call in, just be sure and call in on the program. It's 1-800-313-9443. God bless you.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
To welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests. And Ken, we just had a conversation going, and I understand Pastor Paul Collins is on the phone. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Praise God. Well, it's going good. Paul sent me a letter, and in the letter was an article out of the Harrison Daily Times. And it says, experts stress preparation for pandemic. And they're talking about a flu pandemic that none of the shots will do any good for because they're talking about the flu mutating and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, get your flu shots and all that. Really didn't make much sense if we're going to have a pandemic of a flu that is not we've never had before. So, but there's an interesting part of this article, and I just want to read that real quick, and then we'll get back to where we were at. Authorities will make common good decisions based on the pandemic severity index. They may close schools, close businesses, limit public gatherings, request everyone stay home, and limit travel. They may choose to sit for quarantine. People exposed to disease are kept apart from the others. Or isolation. People known to be infected are kept alone, possibly in a hospital or other facility. How about a camp? How about putting them in a camp? We got a lot of these camps around and concentration camps, we could put them in there. But isn't that amazing? Paul, you were involved in a test that was done up there, and why don't you just briefly talk a little bit about that test and let us know about it, and then we're going to get back talking about the what a Christian ought to do in the times we're in. But give us a little brief thing about what that test was all about up in the county where you live.
Well, on June the 6th last year, they had a pandemic flu outbreak. They went to the churches, they went to the people, and in case of a actual outbreak, we was to do all them things that you said. But anyway, we had to go in for a flu shot. And I drove one of the old people's buses, if that's what you want to call it, elderly buses. And the surprising thing was that when we got down to where they was giving the shots, the young people was put someplace else, the middle-aged people was put in another building, and the old and the crippled was put in another building. We didn't know anything about this until we got there. And then they had the military there, directing traffic and stuff. And it was rather enlightening just how much force was there. That's the part I caught. And I hear the music, so...
Well, the music's coming, and we'll be right back after the commercial, and we'll be talking to Ken and Tim and you, Brother Paul, and so we'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.